Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is calling for the county's auditor to implement semi-annual audits to make sure that certain county departments are following the rules for selecting project vendors. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
Hidalgo's calls for regular audits of certain county departments comes a few weeks after an audit revealed that the Harris County Flood Control District failed to implement a reformed procurement process passed by Commissioner's Court last year.
I've already announced that I'm not running for re-election. So in 2 years, I'm not going to be here to call attention to this. It's really important that this be institutionalized.
On Tuesday, she said when procurement lacks oversight, taxpayers have to pay when something goes wrong. The Flood Control District, Toll Road Authority, and Engineering Department are the only county departments that can independently source their own contracts without going through the county's purchasing department. She hopes to change that. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Houston City Council member Carolyn Evans Shabazz told Hello Houston that she has absolutely no idea what will happen to the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Yates High School, where George Floyd attended.
And it's really a travesty that those things that are created, particularly by our future, which are our students, are being destroyed.
A state order this month could result in the mural's removal, though city leaders have said little about it. Rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose area in support of the LGBTQ community were removed Monday. Another Houston area county has enacted a burn ban. The unincorporated areas of Galveston County are now prohibited from burning unless it occurs within an enclosure that contains all flames and sparks. Harris County leaders approved a similar measure last week. As of last night, 161 counties in the state are under burn bans. That includes all counties that make up Greater Houston. All of this is due to a lack of rain in the region, but that should change this weekend. There's a 90% chance of showers on Saturday. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.